This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So tell me the Dallas Cowboys Commanders story you want to tell me.
All right, so there's a story published on ESPN. This is the headline of the story. It's a real headline. Are Jerry Jones's fan tours a hurdle to a Cowboys Super Bowl?
I've heard about these fan tours. This is where they charge fans, and the fans are essentially walking around the facility when the team's practicing, right?
During the day. Like, this is not on, like, a, you know, it's after 6 p.m., everybody's gone home. This is, like, during the day, you can pay money to tour the facility while the players are there and while the players are practicing. So the story focuses on this, like, weird culture of Jerry Jones effectively being Jerry Jones and how that's hindering the Dallas Cowboys. But as it's relevant to our organization, there's a section in here that features comments from former Cowboy players that have not now gone elsewhere praising the new situations that they are in. And if you look at the Commanders roster, you, of course, have Dorrance Armstrong and Dante Fowler Jr., who have both spent time in Dallas, who are now here. And I look at Dorrance Armstrong's comments. It says, quote, "I'm smiling. When I walk in the building here, I just know, like, I just have to work."
Yeah, it's a different day, that's for sure.
It is a very different
and
day.
And that's a shot at his former team.
That it definitely is, but it gets better with Dante Fowler Jr. I mean, hold on to your seats here. He says, quote, "You've got real facilities here." That's a new one. It gets better, though. He says, he continues, "You might not see tourists coming around, but it keeps the main thing the main thing."
Yeah, you know, and I went to look this up because when you mentioned that, I remember reading something about these tours. Dalton Schultz, the tight end who was with the Cowboys, is now with the Houston Texans, said last spring, he was on Pat McAfee, he said the facility was like a zoo. Fans would be tapping on the glass walls of the weight room to get the players' attention while they were inside working out. And apparently he was kind of the first player to say it out loud. How about this? Cowboys defensive end KJ Henry, remember him? Arrived in Dallas the first week of October this season, and he'd already been prepped by his Bengals teammate Justin Rogers, a former Cowboy. He talked about the tours all the time, just saying that it's the difference. Like, people are always touring, always walking through the facility, so just be ready to see random people. I didn't know KJ Henry was in Dallas. I thought he was in Buffalo.
I thought he was in Cincinnati.
Or Cincinnati. That's what I meant.
He's been all over the place.
He has been. I mean, Jerry and Dan, you know, when Jerry really introduced the league and the league's owners to, okay, we share in all this media revenue, 32 ways. But if I go out and generate other kinds of revenue, do I have to share it with everybody? And the answer was no. And so he started doing those massive deals. I think that first massive deal, correct me if I'm wrong, was with Pepsi. You know, I'm talking about late 80s, early 90s. And Dan came in and, you know, he was a marketer. He was a merchandiser. And he understood how to take this product with a built-in massive, you know, and very passionate fan base and get every ounce, every nickel and penny out of it. And that's what he did, you know, and his focus was much more on that, on extracting as much of, you know, his fans' money for sort of past performance. And, you know, it was just not a good recipe for winning in the present and then winning in the future. Jerry's done that a lot, too. Of course, Jerry's had more success with his team in terms of games won, in terms of, you know, personnel, et cetera. But, yeah, I mean, How much money do they make on the fan tours?
Well,
and how many teams do that in season? Does that story say it?
I can't believe many do it in season, but it doesn't say, I don't know if it says exclusively how much they make. It does have the prices, though, that you can pay. There's three different packages. $40 for the lowest package, in which fans can experience what the employee manning the tour information booth that day describes as a day in the life of a Cowboys player. You can pay $70 for the ultimate fan experience, which includes an authentic letter of fandom from Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, a souvenir tote, a lapel pin, and dining and shopping coupon to use at The Star, which I assume is a restaurant in Dallas. Or you can pay $90 to get everything just mentioned, plus a question and answer session with an AI Jerry Jones hologram.
Jesus.
You
so
have to be
say
a
that
sucker.
The average price, you said it was between 40 and 90. So let's just say it's $65. What do they have coming through that facility for this thing? 1,000 people a week?
I would something, maybe not 1,000, but probably close. I mean,
if it's 1,000 times 52 weeks, if they do it every week, it's $3.3 million in new revenue.
Not bad, I suppose. There's quotes in here from people that went on there, and like these tours are happening on Thursday.
Here it is in the story. I just found it. The Cowboys say tours of the Star and AT&T Stadium, so that's also AT&T Stadium, so their facility and AT&T Stadium, combined sell 500,000 tickets per year.
Jeez.
And generate nearly $10 million of annual revenue. By the way, it's considered football-related income, and it's included in the league's revenue share with the players. So the players may not like the fans banging on the glass, you know, coming up and asking for autographs as they're, you know, trying to learn the install for the upcoming opponent. But they are making money off those people.
Well, thank God. Can you imagine if they were doing this and they weren't making it? Like, it was just all going straight to the pocket of Jerry Jones, and you had suckers paying for an AI hologram Q&A. You know how down bad you have to be to pay for an AI hologram Q&A?
Oh, my God. I see. None of that stuff interests me to begin with.
None. I don't even want to talk to Jerry Jones, period.
Me to go on a tour of any of these places. But I think it is kind of, I understand now. I mean, just, you know, the contrast of what Dallas is and what Washington is now. You know, they've both been, well, Washington clearly the front runner, leader in the clubhouse in terms of the most dysfunctional NFL franchises, really sports franchises, for, you know, 25 years of Snyder. But the Cowboys were no beacon of, you know, of functionality. And it's one of the reasons that they haven't, you know, sniffed a deep run in the postseason since the mid-90s. They did it with Jimmy's players. They did it basically because of Jimmy Johnson. And since he's gone, they've won a lot of games. You cannot, you know, I've never done this for you Cowboy fans. I've never compared the two in terms of the results on the field. Dallas has won a lot more games on the field and been to the playoffs a lot more than Washington has over the last quarter century. However, neither one of the two franchises has made a deep run in the postseason since the mid and early 1990s. Dallas, the furthest they've gotten is a divisional round game, and that's the same for Washington. Washington's gotten to a divisional round game on two different occasions during the Snyder years. First year, 99, and then in 2005, when they last won a playoff game. Yeah, they last won a playoff game, 2005. Anything else? That was, I want to read that story. I just pulled up the story. I want to read this story because the player quotes about kind of the place being a complete zoo is interesting. You know, here's one from Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard, who was with the Cowboys, and is now where? Tennessee. Here in Tennessee, it's more about football. It's just X's and O's. I'm in a better place mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, just all around. Kelvin Joseph, who was with the Cowboys for two seasons before moving to the Chiefs this past offseason, he's now a member of the Colts. Over here in Kansas City, the point is the football and winning championships. There in Dallas, it was a lot of football and like a lot of other stuff. And then I've got the Dante Fowler Jr. quote that you just read. Yeah.
You've got real facilities here is just such a great quote, because imagine hearing that a year ago when the team ranked dead last
in
everything.
Well, it's, look, when you go back 10 years now, how long have they had the bubble? 10 years? They didn't have a bubble 10 years ago. That's probably more than 10 years ago. They ripped up that artificial turf field this offseason. That hideous looking thing that really looked like a relic of like 1976, you know, at their facility.
Such a weird green color.
Yeah. All right. We've got some Commanders, Washington football to discuss in the next hour. We also have an NFL buy and sell segment coming up, but Denton will give me five burning NFL questions when we return. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980, theteam980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And we're free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.